Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio from the 79th edition of the Venice Film Festival, and we have the honor and pleasure of having the director and the lead actress of Tar. What a marvelous film with a stunning performance. Not that it's surprising to see you in a stunning performance. That will never happen. But I think that the script is really very clever, very sharp, and fun at some point. And also there are so many aspects of you are acting, playing a fictional character, but it's really real and really authentic in any aspect of that. And I was surprised, for example, for having included gender politics and also smartphone culture, everything that is actually of our times in a context that is the classical music context that is not really so modern usually. And I was surprised, for example, by the masterclass you gave at Juilliard. That's really...
That's a long scene.
It's a long scene, yeah. But it's wonderful when the student actually says that he can't identify with Bach because he's a pan-gender, and the reply of Lydia is great, where she says, as a U-Haul lesbian, I identify with Beethoven. So I wanted to understand how you plan to include this, if you develop this together, and if this is something that actually came.
That was a scene that's what the scene I started with the script. And I wrote it and rewrote it for about maybe 3.5 months. I worked on that scene. And then we worked on that scene for another 3.5 months together. Yes, it is of the moment. And yes, there are people that are declaring and identifying, but that's just of our time. You know, my children, when they went to university, they would tell you that's a typical classroom. My friend who actually teaches at Juilliard will tell you that's a typical classroom, and these are generational differences. But I think that what's important about that scene is that there, by the grace of God, go Lydia. She, too, was a young student at Harvard, and she, too, probably had the desire and the impulse to experiment with all kinds of music back then. And we know this because she devoted her doctorate thesis to going down to the Ucayali River in the Amazon and spending 4 years with the Shipibo Kanibo people, and that's what she received her PhD in. So that's very important, I think. I think it's important that she gives this young student four chances, or her young self four chances, to say, no, listen to me. I know, okay, that doesn't make sense. But what about this? But what about this? But what about this? And then she loses her temper. Now, maybe on another day she wouldn't lose her temper. But today we know she just came from a lunch and she didn't eat very much, right? So I think it's as much about unpacking where she is at her point of life. And also you have these parallel pieces of time. One when she's very, very young, you know, when she started, and one right now. And so in a way, it's a little pas de deux with herself. She's actually kind of talking to herself in the mirror a little bit.
You can't stop from watching it. It's great. It was great. Chiara.
Knowing Lydia, you know, because you built her, do you think that she's always aware, or the way she weasels her way into people's lives?
Weasels?
I don't know if I translated it right from Italian, so maybe...
No. It's what do you mean? Is she conscious of her behavior?
Yes, all the time. I mean,
something that I'm sure we've all experienced this. You don't need to be a classical musician or an artist of any kind to understand that moment, and we all have to have it at some point, that shameful, horrifying, tragic moment in our lives before we die, that you realize you are not who you think you are, and people perceive you often entirely differently. And that, as Todd said, you know, that someone might fly off the handle or say something insensitive, but which offends people, and then the ripple effects of that happen. But the circumstances that led them to that moment, that day, that week, that month, she's about to turn 50, there's an incredible pressure at her home, you know, her daughter's having trouble at school, she feels like she's not a good parent, she's trying to finish a composition which she can't finish because she knows she's coming to the end of things, and ends are so hard creatively. People talk about how do you start, but how do you let go? How do you end something creatively? negatively is a grief around that, which she's trying difficult to deal with, and on top of which she's suddenly incredibly obsessed with legacy, which is a very dangerous thing as an artist, because she's about to reach the end of the final nail on her creative coffin, which is the last CD in the box set. And so when she says that, it's almost unconscious. And I think that that doesn't excuse any of the behaviour, but it contextualises it. And so I didn't think place myself as judge and jury of the character. I try never to do that, actually, because I think thereby, and Todd definitely does not do that as a writer nor as a director, I think we both respect an audience and we say, what do you think? I mean, this is not an open and closed narrative. It is hopefully a film that invites a lot of questions. It asks more than it answers, and it's all about inviting a conversation with the audience. So I didn't think about it in that way.
Another key character, maybe a small character, but I really like your relationship with the daughter. And I think she's also a very good actress, to be honest.
She's great. She was amazing.
Yeah, I think she was amazing. For example, when you go to school, you go to talk to her school, she says, and they won't believe you because I'm the grown-up. I really like that.
If your child's ever been bullied, you are. you understand that.
Thank you so much for Tartal Field, Kate Blanchett, for being
Thank
with
you.
Us.
Thanks for your time. Thank you.
And this is Chiara Nicoletti and Federico Spoletti from the 79th Venice International Film Festival for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.